Today is Tuesday, May 15th, 2007. You're listening to Scared Monkeys Radio. My name's Dana Pretzer, and here's my daily commentary. All right, what this fella did was nice. His request turned out to be a positive for those in homeless shelters. But we can't put Philip Workman on a pedestal for making this request, and I'm going to tell you why. A convicted murderer in Tennessee this week got his last meal wish after he died. Philip Workman turned down the usual final meal of his choice traditionally offered to the condemned, asking instead that a vegetarian pizza be given to a homeless person. Prison officials refused to send out that pizza. Workman died Wednesday by lethal injection. But news accounts of his request touched a nerve with the public. Nashville Union's rescue mission received 170 pizzas. Media reports said listeners to a radio station in Minnesota also ordered pizzas and sent them to a organization for troubled youngsters. Workman, 53, was convicted of killing a Memphis police officer in 1981. He was robbing a Wendy's restaurant and got into a gun battle with police. He wounded one officer and shot at a second, but he contended that the other officer's bullet accidentally killed Police Lieutenant Ronald Oliver. Regardless of that, he is a convicted cop killer. He got what he deserved. Whether or not you believe in the death penalty or not, that's my opinion. However, his request to have a pizza sent to a homeless person did turn into a positive, and some of those who needed meals got meals. But Philip Workman did not do anything to put him high up on a pedestal, and I hope the media don't make this guy a hero because of it, because bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, he is a convicted cop killer. I'm Dana Pretzer.